Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're covering a piece by Brett Allegre Wood, AI Adoption Maturity, a Senior Management Roadmap from Experimentation to Scale.
And if you're a director or senior manager who's approved a few AI pilots and is wondering why nothing has actually changed yet, this one's for you.
That's exactly where Brett starts. Most organizations have run some experiments, a chatbot here, an automation there, but turning those into something the business can actually rely on is a different challenge entirely.
So what does he say is missing?
Structure, mainly. The article lays out a three-phase maturity framework. Phase one is experimentation, 3 to 9 months, small investment, cross-functional squads. You're running proofs of value, testing whether the idea is worth pursuing at all.
And at that stage, the board's role is what exactly?
Set the risk appetite and approve a portfolio of trials. That's it. You're not committing to a platform or a big spend. Brett's phrase is small bets with clear hypotheses and exit criteria.
That matters, because the failure mode I see is treating the experiment like it's already the answer. You overinvest before you've proved anything, the trial doesn't deliver, and suddenly the whole business is skeptical.
Phase two is transition, 6 to 12 months. You take the pilots that worked and convert them into repeatable processes. Address data and compliance gaps. Make proper vendor commitments.
And the board makes a second formal decision at that point.
Yes, approve the platform build, the centre of excellence, and the resourcing plan. Those are the three things Brett says the board needs to formally endorse before you move on.
What's the centre of excellence in plain terms?
Brett calls it a hub and spoke model. The central team, the hub, sets the standards, the tooling, the governance rules. Business units are the spokes. They own the deployment and the results in their area.
So you're not leaving every department to figure it out independently. There's a shared set of rules and a common platform underneath.
And that's how you augment what each team can do without ending up with a chaotic mess of different tools and different standards across the business.
Phase three.
Scale, 12 to 36 months, ongoing. AI is embedded across functions, the unit economics are improving, and governance is a continuous cycle rather than a one-off project.
Let's talk about KPIs, because this is where boards often struggle. They approve something and then don't really know what to look for.
The article breaks them into four categories: financial, incremental revenue from deployments, cost to serve reduction, return on investment per use case, operational, how long it takes to get from a validated pilot to production, model uptime, and the adoption rate across targeted processes.
What are the other two?
Risk and compliance, control exceptions, data breaches, and the percentage of models that have documented lineage and independent validation. Then people KPIs, reskilled employees, internal hires into data roles, and employee sentiment scores.
The sentiment scores are worth pausing on. That's not just whether people did the training. It's whether the team actually trusts the tools and has changed how they work.
Brett is explicit that people and operating model changes are the hardest part of scaling, not the technology.
Which matches what most business owners find in practice. The tool works fine. Getting the team to genuinely change their working habits is the real job.
The article also covers a stage gate methodology for moving from pilot to production. Four stages: discovery, pilot, operationalize, and then scale and refine. Each stage has defined performance thresholds. You don't advance just because the trial ran.
So it's a proper governance process with genuine checkpoints, not just let's try it and see.
And the article maps out a board roadmap alongside it. Month 0 to 3, the board endorses the strategy, appoints an executive sponsor, and approves the first budget tranche. Months 3 to 9, pilot results are reviewed and transition investment is approved for the top performers. Months 9 to 18, the platform is built and initial production deployments go live. Months 18 to 36, full scale.
What I like about that is the board isn't just signing off at the start and walking away. There are active decision points all the way through.
Which is how it has to work when the investment is this significant.
So for someone listening, a director, a senior manager, what's the one thing to do this week?
Take the governance checklist from the article to your next board meeting. 5 specific requests. Confirm your KPIs for the next 12 months. Get a one-page risk register covering legal, regulatory, operational, and reputational exposures. Ask for a resourcing plan mapped to the three phases. Approve a charter for an AI oversight subcommittee. And ask for independent assurance options to be scoped and costed.
5 concrete asks. That's basically a meeting agenda right there.
You can read the full article at anabu.ai. And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there too.
Worth the hour.